This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we saw before he spoke about the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin of this world and what you're supposed to get. The Musig of Tzadik and Rasha is not in any a personal absolute evaluation. It's what, you know, clappy, what's going to be the what you're supposed to get for it. It can include oinshim v'averus, it can include for tzadikim, and so on. Gimel. Shana chachom shosh kitos yom adin, ech shatzik ngmurim, ech shosh shoyim gmur shabeinim. Tzadik gmur nechtom nechtom ma'alte chayim habo, shoyim gmur nechtom nechtomim la'alte gehenim, shem rabbi sheni ofi akitze v'chulu. Beinim, shem vaseyim v'zchoseyim shkulim, kodesh baruch hu nikra rav chesed, and so on. So we spoke about this last time, about the midah of rav chesed v'kodesh baruch hu. So we spoke about the difference of not having any schus whatsoever, having some schus. If you have a mitzvah, then it's possible that the mitzvah itself weighs out everything, because the mitzvah is something that itself is zeicha olam haba. In other words, Olam Haba has two dimensions to it. It has a dimension of how much, you know, what's the mishkal of how much to how much. And then there is also a person needs to have a certain chiyus. And if a person is missing an aver, like as is a mitzvah, that person was never mekayim, so that's something that's manah from him to go into Olam Haba. So that's one type of bad matzav. So that is a type of oynish that's much worse, but there's still something here in terms of that their offer is nispaza tachas kapas ragasadikim. It means the person still has some sort of kiyum, some sort of hashara. Avol. So these are people that are completely lost. They have no shaychis to any type of Olam Haba. They're permanently in Gehenim. So this is the gradations of the different levels of, I guess, disappearing in Lasid Lavo, depending on how bad and how harm it is. I want to just add a point over here in this price, and so now he's going to be masbe different things, but it's very interesting. He says that the people, it says the lashon is shenosnu chitosim beretz achayim, that people who parnasim of the tzibul leaders who were overly oppressive. So the pashta pshat you learn is that they were very bad people. They were very nasty, very rude, and so on. The Ramban adds a knech over here that the reason is, and this is, he quotes here on the bottom actually, a lashon of the Rabbi Yonah, ki ama kodesh im oshnes baruch enam nikona lebasa v'dam ve'enam eroilis mer basa v'dam lev l'ashem shemayim. So the Ramban says it more clearly. The avla is not that they're oppressive per se. So the marshal, if somebody is a nasty leader and he just oppresses people to get money for himself or whatever it is, protects or whatever it is, that's bad. But he's being very oppressive that they should do good. But since the good that they're doing is coming from a fear of some sort of physical punishment, some sort of personal thing with him, so he's building into them a yira of boss of Adam and a motivation for doing mitzvahs that has no shaykhs with the emes. So that's why it's such a terrible person, because the tzibur is doing what they're supposed to do. The person was very, very tough about it. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. But they do it, they learn to do these things out of a sense of fear and not out of a sense of emes avodas Hashem. And that's called destroying the tzibur. It's an incredible understanding. So have somebody here who has a Shulchan Aruch in one hand, a big stick in the other hand, and he gets people to do exactly what's in Shulchan Aruch. But since the stick is so important there, and that's like the overriding cause for their doing it, then it's done wrong. So it's incredible insight.
What about shoftim v'shotrim?
So again, to keep things in line, certainly the chitosim is more than there is. There's supposed to be some consequence with that. but if the whole shita is so, the marshal, imagine I have spies all the time. Everybody's looking, listening, and immediately you're called out. If it becomes a place where instead of it being something, a safety net that reinforces what's right, this becomes the whole mahalach of society, then you have a problem. Dalit. Zeh shomer chachamim shloish shalosh kitus en yom adin. Yom moed hu ledin hakoil. Hu shekosev olav yom Hashem agol v'anoira. Vezeh yom Uzman Olam Haba. So this is the Lasid Lavo. This is for Negea the Yom Adin. Avol Oimdin Bedin V'Aleh Shanu V'Taysefta Zeh Sh'Amru Shal Shkita Zeh Yom V'Chulu. Avol Eina Kabonas Akabonas V'Sin L'Harich Oynish Adam Shal Yom Ahu. So when it says the Shalosh Kitas Yom Adin, which is what it says in the Brayso over here, Shalosh Kitas Yom Adin, it doesn't mean that there's no din beforehand, and this is when you first have a din. So this, the Braisa we just learned, is the ultimate Yom Adin. What happens with you forever, for eternity? But there's a previous din, Mishas Misosei. So you have a Yom Adin when Rosh Hashanah, which deals with what physical things will HaKadosh Baruch Hu give or not give during the year. You have a Yom Adin Lasid Lavoi, all the way Lasid Lavoi, which deals with Lenitzchias, what's going to happen with you. And then you have a Yom Adin B'Shas Misosai. I will call Echad V'Echad Me'odom Yesh Adin B'Shas Misosai. Varishin, Dine Kitas Halolo Ba'atzman, Tzadikin Gmur Nechtovim, So he'll explain what is this process over here of the Beinim and so on. So the second Yom Adin of Misa and the Yom Adin of Lasid Lavo do dovetail. In other words, a person is a tzaddik gamur when he dies, the gzar din that's on him in terms of nitzchias and in terms of the immediate future is the same. If he's a tzaddik gamur, then he's toyim of the olam haba that will be la'om elamim his. Hey, bein bedin shal gehenim, davachol yoyim, nefesh v'nefesh, bein bedin ha'asid, sheskir bebraisa zu, kol odom nirishnok vimaisov beshloisha dinom shemono olof. Kal shebehen, ein la kitzva, el kolechot nidok vimaisov mtsafle foile. So there's one darga of averis where a person is nidin kefi maisav netzit. Then he says, achomeshe behen the doira doiris, which means eternally. Vabeinoni dinash nemasa chodesh laacha yud beis chodesh manazer gehenim poltosim inusul ledoima vein lemenucha. So this also is going to be masbed these different madregas of einshim. So in averis and in mitzvahs, you have different dargas of einshim where it lead to. So there's an immediate einish that's over with. There's something which is yud beis chodesh, and there's the neitzach nesachim. Avol la'ach yud beis chodesh min adin agodol. Guf and kolos as refers ruach vazos and tachas kapes vayg tzadiki. Ukemoy sheish bebala aver atzmam she'oin shegol mechaver chayuva yosimenu vekula nidayin yebes chaydish. Kach yesh be'oin shen tzar v'yisurim begehenem le'echdeis mechaveroi gehenem megehenem le'oinesh k'mo she'onesin l'raske v'akol b'mishpat emez en yoshek k'mo she'kmo lech mishpat. So when we're talking about all these different oinshim, when we're talking about the Gehenim, the Mashal, or anything we mention like that, it's not one, Gehenim is not one generic Einish. It's a world of Einshim. And it goes, and it varies in Darga from person to person, and Aver to Aver. There's a Kloliistika Klal called Gehenim, and that includes many subdivisions to it. And there'll be Mazbe a lot more Pratim as you go on. I want to add one more point over here to this. What's that mashal of ruach mefazros and tachas kapes ragat tzadikim? So let's go through a few scenarios. A person could do that which is good. A person does what's toiv. So his mitzias is because he does toiv, and that's a mitzias, that's nitzchias, and that saves the person. A person can do things that are not toiv betzim, but is helpful to someone else who is toiv. So I'm making money and I'm helping all sorts of people do mitzvahs, meisim toivim, and so on. So I'm sort of a partner. There's one more darga in the world of Ra. The Ra in the big picture has in itself an inyan where it's mavlit, it emphasizes the toiv in the world around. There's a lashon in the Zohar Kodesh that if less nehura el dafiko migoy chashucha, there is no light except that which emanates from darkness. So there is a person whose mitzias helped delineate the toiv of the tzaddik also has a mitzias. In other words, it's a terrible mitzias, but my mitzias, what did I accomplish in this world? That the tzaddik shone much brighter because of my maisim. So that's a p'china of the eifa taras kapas raget tzaddikim. The tzaddik stands on by understanding what's wrong with me, that's where toiv reigns in the world. So it's a terrible spot to occupy, but at least it's a mitzias, as opposed to something which is hevel and rik. It says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is misnachim or mitzday, I don't remember Lashon, that he created the bavliim. In other words, if something which is the its place in the Bria is halavai, it never existed. It's ke'ilu lehoya, that's the worst, then you do not exist. If someone's mitzias helped bring about the toiv, even if it's by contrast, he still has a tfis in the Bria. Okay, so he just outlined now the Braisa, and again, he just outlined it briefly. Now he's going to go into more practically.
What does the Ramban mean by Ganim Udar Daris? Ramchal says right. That Ganim is just.
Right. So we'll see. He'll unfold it. It's a little less mesudah a sefer than Ramchal. He goes through a lot of kashas and shaylas, and then begins to be masbeh. But Vim Taima, the Elo Shakaris and Chacham Beinanim, Mitzvah Sins Choshkalam, the Oma Behem Rav Chesed Kreset. So I want to ask, Yodim Gehenim or Ein Yodim Gehenim? Chakira. They go to Gehenim, don't go to Gehenim. Im Taima Yodim Heim, Vechim Eilon Mamida Toiva Zes Rav Chesed. So Tachlis, you're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu was matek klapei chesed, they're getting all the gehenim that they deserve for whatever they did. So where's the extra chesed? Im toima ein yodim sham v'chi avoyne shkulim she'osem ha'is kapru. The ma'isa, the person is did averis, and they're there. So how are you going to get rid of those averis? Monim shach. That's his shayla. Tshuva shayla zula shayla ischa. Ha Rosha Shasino se Rosha Gomo, she need began Duras, the Fishakova Betrias Amesim, or Hitler Emis Al Sibur, for Ossibutar Mitzis, Meshtam Schar. So you have a Yid who is Hitler Emis Al Sibur, himself is a very big tzaddik, did a tremendous amount of mitzvahs, everything's great and wonderful. But he was terrible with the Tzibur, so it says he goes forever to Gehenim. But what happened to all his mitzvahs he did? Vichiloy Benoev I mean, basically, what seems to him and Oiv Avodah Zarah that they're saying is forever doomed. Here's a person who kept 95% of Torah. There was an area that was very bad, but there's no difference. Hashem Tzadik Asa Avla Ella Sheha Oisem Mitzvos Umaisem Toivim VaOiv Averus Harbei Averus Chamura SheRoy Liyos Oivin Din Kroshagamo. A person who is in a situation like that, where the big picture is he's a bal aveira, but he's done many mitzvahs. Mishalom laKadosh Baruch Hu schar oisim mitzvah zitoyim boilam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays the schar mitzvahs on hazeh. Shneimar mishalom sonei v'apan lavidei. Kach tingu unkelis u'mishalom sonei etavon de'inu avn kadmoi by alma l'vdeim ba'alm dosi. Le'ma'achoy betov sonei. Tavon de'inu avdin kadmoi b'chayin mishalom hoy. So all the tovus mishalom sonei v'apan lavidei unkelis says means all the good you did gets paid because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that when he destroys you, it's complete. V'chein ha-tzadik hazeh shu shoko v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasod v'rabim matalo klap v'chesed v'esek tzadik gomo eine yurid b'gehenim ala nidin b'olam hazeh l'avon l'chtan sh'osa v'nizin g'shehenim. So this is how he frames the type of person who's has tzar in this world or who has chan in this world. A person who's klolistik at Sura, mitzad the balance of things, deserves to go to get himself so forth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he has good milas or he has a virus, and that gets sorted out in this world. Kach shana chachamim. Ruba is chuyas mut averis, nefram en averis kal shas ben haze, bishalit elan schar men shalom ben haba. Ruba averis mut is chuyas, nesim atin scharen, So that's his bottom line as far as this goes. That the extra, when the balance is that you're good, except that you have either baggage to get rid of, or the balance is you're bad, and you have baggage to get rid of, that's the place where Olam Haza is the marketing to get rid of it. I want to add just one nekud of hezbah. What's the logic or whatever you want to say? So you have a person who's basically good, has some problems, so we say that he suffers it in this world. The yachas between Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh is the yachas of kavua, taroi, the yachas of what's be'etzim and what's be'mikra. Olam Haba is Olam Emes, things there are be'etzim and so on. A person who we say is nidan on the roiv, al pi roiv. So a person who did mitzvahs ma'isim toivim more than averis, then he's a good person. Then he's a person who is toiv, and the person is belongs in a metzias, that's toiv. The averis he did are obstructions, but I really see it as being a not atzmis dekapater person, a mikri dekapater person. So the right place to deal with it is in this world. This world is a world of mikra, of things that are just happen to happen or happen to be. Olam Haba is the world where things are be'etzim, they're olam ha'emes. This is the way it really is. So we sort out, these things are like this, and these things are like this. Okay, we'll hold on to Zion tomorrow. I'm not going to be at Bez Hashem Wednesday. I hope to continue.
Can I be that wrong with the break?